Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and Greg Barnes here from Inside Carolina. Greg, Carolina ended up being the number two seed in this year's NCAA bracket, but I think most importantly, they get to start the NCAA tournament out in Charlotte. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Carolina has a great record playing these types of games in Charlotte, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not just in Charlotte, but in North Carolina in general. I mean, UNC is 11-0 in Charlotte. They're 33-1 in the state of North Carolina. And so a huge advantage for the Tar Heels starting out locally. We knew the Duke game in the ACC tournament in the semifinals on Friday was going to be a big one. I think that wrapped up the Charlotte region for the Tar Heels. You say, well, they're out west, so they have to go to LA if they win their first two games. And a lot of people were wondering, you know, why not in the South? Why not in the East? Well, in the South, Virginia is the number one. So they're not going to put a number two seed as an ACC team. They're opposite of the Cavs. And then in the East, you've got Villanova, who, while they're the number two overall seed, I think they're pretty even with Virginia in terms of being one of the best teams in the country. And so even though UNC may have liked to have played in Boston that second weekend, if they get there, they do get to avoid both of the best teams in the country. And Xavier is the weakest number one. So even though they are potentially going to have to play out west, I think the bracket sets up as well as they could have hoped.
Do you think that Carolina would have been in contention for that number one seed had they beat Virginia?
I don't think there's any question, John, because if you look at the resume, Xavier, I believe, was 6-4 against quadrant one teams. UNC was 14-7 going into that Virginia game. Win that game, you move to 15-7. And I think they very clearly would have been the number one seed probably out west. And so it worked out in terms of how the bracket played out. Xavier was the weakest number one seed, and UNC very likely was the top number two seed.
Thanks for the information as always. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.